Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that there are three very powerful substances that awaken love of God within the heart. He calls them Mahabala, great power. The dust of the feet of a devotee. The water that has washed the feet of a devotee. And the crumbs of foodstuff that is left on the plates of a devotee. Mahaprasad remnants. He said, we must somehow or other obtain these powerful substances by whatever means necessary. Now, with material vision, these things are very difficult to understand. But the Shastra says, Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi Svalpa Punyavatam Rajam Vishvasho Naiva Jayate. One can get the ultimate liberation if one has faith in Mahaprasad. Because prasad is none different than Krishna, it is his mercy. And we benefit by eating prasad, especially according to our faith. If we have faith in the glory of the Vaishnavas, if we have faith in Maha Maha Prasad, then by taking it, we become supremely purified. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the story of Kaliya Krishna from Chandpur in Saptagram. Kaliya Krishna, he had so much faith in the purifying effects of the prasad offered to the Lord and then eaten by devotees that he made it his life's mission to go to every Vaishnava in all of Bengal and somehow or other obtain their remnants. And when he went to Jadu Thakur, who happened to be a Shudra by caste, he brought him mangoes. Now Jadu Thakur considered, I'm so low. But anybody who loves Krishna thinks they're low. If you think you're high, it means you have no love for Krishna. It's very simple. So Kaliya Krishna understood he could not take the remnants of Jadu Thakur in his presence because he would never allow him. Kaliya Krishna glorified Jadu Thakur that even if one is born in a family of dog eaters, if one is chanting the holy names of the Lord, one is considered to be fit to be guru for the whole world. Aho bata swapa chotogariyam yajjivakri vartate namatubhyam tepas tapas te juhuvu shashnuarya brahmanuchur namagrananti yate. And Jadu Thakur says, what you are saying is correct, but it does not apply to me because I am not a devotee. I have no devotion. So Kaliya Krishna gave him mangoes. And then he left. And Jadu Thakur walked with him for some distance. And Kaliya Krishna said, now you go home, please. So Jadu Thakur went home. And when he turned his back and was not looking, Kaliya Krishna saw the footprints in the dust of Jadu Thakur and just put his head and bathed in the dust of his footprints in ecstasy, crying. That was his faith. And then he secretly hid in the forest behind the house and waited patiently. Now please understand, Kaliya Krishna was a very, very important person. He was a wealthy man, very highly placed in society. But he made his priorities of what's really important to spend his time. He spent the whole day hiding in the bushes. People work for some money, but he knew what the greatest treasure of life is. It's not money, it's mercy. And he specifically, very strategically gave mangoes. Why? Because nobody eats mango seeds or skins. So Jadu Thakur ate the mangoes, and his wife then ate the mangoes, and then his wife came to the backyard and threw them in the place where the refuse was to be kept. And when darkness came and no one was around, Kaliya Krishna went, and he picked up those mango seeds that were already eaten thoroughly, and he picked up those mango skins, and he chewed on them and sucked on them. And as he was doing so, tears of ecstatic love was pouring from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end. His limbs were trembling. And his heart was erupting with love for Krishna. That was his faith in the power of the prasad of the devotees. And because he had that faith, Lord Chaitanya, who is seated within everyone's heart, was so pleased with him that he allowed Kaliya Krishna to do what no one else was permitted. When Lord Chaitanya would go into Jagannath's temple, Govinda would wash his feet, along with Kashishwar Pandit. And no one was allowed to touch that water. Lord Chaitanya was very strict. But one day, as the water was being poured on his feet, Kaliya Krishna put his hands right under Lord Chaitanya's feet and caught every drop of that water, and right under the eyes of Lord Chaitanya, he drank it. The Lord said nothing. A second time, he put his hands under the feet and caught all the water and drank it. Lord Chaitanya said nothing. Everyone was watching, astounded. How is this possible? Lord Chaitanya is like a lion. He'd roar with anger if we touch him, even a drop. And he's drinking. A third time, he took all the water cascading from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and drank it, and then put his hands down again. And Lord Chaitanya said, "That is enough. No one has ever taken like this." And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took big feast of Jagannath's prasad, and he told Govinda, "Give all my remnants to Kaliya Krishna." Why? He won the heart of the Lord because of his faith in the Vaishnavas. Mad bhakta puja bhyadika. One who worships the devotees is more dear to Krishna than one who worships Krishna directly. And this was one of the cardinal principles of Sri Ramanujacharya's teaching. Service to the Vaishnavas is the greatest way of pleasing the Lord. And faith in the Vaishnavas gives the greatest pleasure to Krishna.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.